Well, some states here in the U.S. are holding primaries tomorrow. Voters in Britain, though, are getting ready to vote for seats in the European Parliament as well as for their local governments. The opinion polls suggest the UK Independence Party, or UKIP, which wants Britain to leave the European Union, will do well in the elections this Thursday. The BBC's political correspondent Rob Watson has been on the road with the party's leader.
Thank you very much indeed. Hello, how you doing? All right.
He's the man promising an earthquake in British politics, Nigel Farage, the leader of UKIP, the self-styled anti-politics party. Here he is at a UKIP rally in Derby in the English Midlands, stirring up the crowd.
Are you going to join me in the People's Army to topple the establishment in the next few weeks? Thank you very much.
Well, Mr. Farage has now finished, so I'm off to ask some of those here at the rally what attracts them to UKIP.
The prospect of coming out of the EU and getting our own independence back.
What is it about UKIP that attracts you?
Common sense. So I'm tired of the old arguments from the other parties. I do think we should be out of Europe, and I've had enough of it.
Because we want our country back, the old ways, the English ways. That doesn't mean people can't come here, but we want enough freedom and enough room to be able to say what we think, change the laws back.
How are you, chap? Are you right? Pint of Carling and a pint of Old Trip.
Well, I'm with Nigel Farage now in one of his favourite habitats, one of mine too, an old-fashioned English pub. Mr. Farage, why is UKIP doing so well? Is it anti-EU? Is it anger at immigration? Is it MPs' expenses? Why is it?
We're connecting. We're connecting with ordinary people. You know, we're saying what they think. We're not against anybody. We're not against Europe. We're not against immigration. But we do believe Britain should be a self-governing nation. Our relationship with Europe should be based on trade and cooperation, not political union. And we're up against three parties, stuffed full of career politicians, and they all stand for the same thing. They all want political union, and they all want open doors to 485 million people. We have become the voice of ordinary people in this country.
And now, a party election broadcast by the Labour Party.
All across the country, millions of families are waking up to a Britain in which they find it harder to get on.
Of course, the three mainstream parties are also competing in the Euro elections, although Europe isn't even mentioned once in this political advert from the opposition Labour Party.
Under David Cameron, gas and electricity bills have increased by more than £300.
So where is Britain's relationship with Europe heading? I'm off to the Westminster offices of the avowedly pro-EU think tank, the Centre for European Reform. I'm with the Centre's Charles Grant now. Charles, what has the campaign for these Euro elections told us about Britain's relationship with the EU so far?
It tells us that those who question and challenge that relationship are in the ascendant by cleverly combining together hostility to immigration, hostility to the establishment, which is pro-EU, and the EU itself. They've managed to push the British people towards seriously questioning their membership of the EU, and those in favour of the membership have not come up with good enough arguments to fight back so far.
To some extent, both the Euro and local government elections also provide a snapshot of the general standing and popularity of the main political parties. Politics professor and author of a recent book on UKIP, Dr. Matthew Goodwin, believes the results should provide rich pickings for those trying to predict the outcome of next year's all-important general election.
They're going to tell us a lot about the changing fortunes of all of our political parties. Is David Cameron going to be able to return to power in 2015, or is the main party of opposition, the Labour Party, going to be able to achieve a majority? And are the Liberal Democrats, as the opinion polls suggest, going to be decimated at the general election? And of course, we've got this UKIP factor, the unknown factor in British politics. Are they going to be able to actually, for the first time, win a seat in our national legislature? Really exciting times.
Exciting times indeed, but also unpredictable. While no one doubts UKIP are likely to do very well later this month, whether their support will hold up beyond that remains the great unknown in British politics.
The BBC's Rob Watson.